Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. Hunter Biden facing multiple criminal trials now set to begin in June. Let's start with this. Hunter Biden, my friends, is not going to spend a day in prison. Not one. I know that's not what you want to hear, because that's not what justice demands. Justice demands that if we are all subject to the law, all includes the son of the president. There's no immunity for a son of a president. Right? At what point would that stop? What about the president's third cousin twice removed? Is he get immunity? You know, you start to think about this. You say, how can we have trust in a system that so obviously privileges some over others based upon their political importance and their political power? Hunter Biden's clearly guilty, okay? We all know he's guilty. He did it. It's not like, oh, did he pay his taxes or not? No, he didn't pay. He's already admitted he didn't pay. He didn't file. So he's broken the law there. And he said that he was not using illegal drugs when he put his when he filled out a background check for him, and he was using illegal drugs. This is all very straightforward. These are not complicated legal theories we're applying here. This is black and white stuff. And what's amazing is Hunter's legal team. Well, why am I talking about this? Just to make sure we're up on the news here. Trial in Delaware on federal firearms charges could start as soon as June. Of course, that's in the middle of the Biden reelection effort. Judge Mary Ellen Noriega set that date earlier this week. There are still some defense motions to toss the whole thing out, but no, I don't think those are going to happen. One of the defense motions is, it's so political, they're going after him. No, that's the opposite. It's so political that they haven't already locked him up. Right? That's why he's not already in prison. If he wasn't Hunter Biden, he'd already be sitting in a cell. But they're saying it's political that he even has to face trial. Again, Democrats, you have to remember this. They are anti-truth. It's not just that they tell untruth. They don't just lie. They will go to the exact opposite of what is true, right? They will tell you that the richest man in the world is broke, right? That they will say something that is so far from what is true because it's one of the ways that they can unnerve you, one of the ways that they can try to scramble the brainwaves so that you are unable to resist more of their lies. You go, wait, hold on. Not only are they saying something that I know isn't true, but they're saying something that's so untrue. I must be crazy. One of us must be crazy. They're gaslighting you. They're gaslighting you. And that's what the Hunter Biden legal defense team is doing. And there's really no question about that. Because what else are they going to say? Our guy's clearly guilty. He clearly is. That's not a shock. There's no surprise there. So I got to tell you, there's also the California tax case. Which shouldn't that be open and shut? You know, the guy didn't pay his taxes. So that's a felony. He evaded taxes. He actually engaged in money laundering, too. I mean, if Hunter Biden wasn't Hunter Biden, not only would he have been brought up on charges, he'd be in prison for a long time. You could make a very strong case for money laundering, really egregious tax evasion. I wonder if there are any corruption statutes that they could apply based upon taking money for, 10% for the big guy, his dad, Joe Biden, when he was vice president. But that's harder. Some of this corruption stuff is difficult to prove. It gets into this hazy area. And it's so funny because that's when it's a Democrat. If it's Donald Trump, everything is corrupt, right? Oh, my gosh. The diplomats at the Trump Hotel had a cheeseburger. They must control Trump's foreign policy now. Wait, what? You notice that Menendez, no one in the Democrat Party is putting pressure on him to resign. No one thinks he's going to resign. He's not going to resign. They're gonna let him go all the way through his trial again. Last time I think it was a hung jury. But they're gonna go all the way through the trial. They're gonna let him have his whole defense, and that's the way they're gonna approach it. They are not going to do what the Republicans did, where they're like, oh, Santos, he's lying. That's embarrassing. He should step down. You notice we got another Republican member of Congress, Buck, a different Buck. I'm the good Buck, who isn't even finishing out his term. And we're going to have, what do we have, a 1 or 2 seat majority when all said and done right now? I mean, this is starting to get close to having a Speaker of the House, Jeffries, before we even have the election. It's total madness. But here's how the Hunter Biden thing goes down in my mind. He's got these motions. The motions are garbage. He may try to find his legal team. Once these motions are denied, I will assume will try to find a way to delay the case. They will try to find a way to delay the case. And then even if they can't delay the case, if it happens, and he's found guilty, which he will be, they will try to delay sentencing. Right. This is how the system goes. You can delay sentencing. Oh, OK, well, maybe the case starts in June. It goes on for, I don't know, a month or so, and then it's July, he's found guilty, and they say, okay, sentencing is, set for, and they'll say, we don't want to put it right before the election, because that'll be interference, so sentencing will be in December, right. And then Joe Biden, whether he wins or loses the election, pardons his son. Federal charges. That's what we're talking about. Federal charges, federal tax evasion, federal gun stuff. It's all going to go away. Hunter Biden will not spend a day in prison. Not one. Yeah, and he should, but he won't. He will not spend a day in prison. This whole thing will be made into a farce, more than it already is. And that's the truth. Hold me to this. Try to remember where we are in all of this. But, this couldn't come at a better time in our society. I'm speaking of a new company with a membership offer, Patriot Defender. Legal defense for you and me. The kind that we need most. Legal defense for your basic constitutional rights, your liberties, your freedoms. Patriot Defender will give you no-cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and your way of life. Speak about a school board meeting about vaccine mandates, suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. slander you or your family because you're at a sports event wearing the regalia of the team, for example, legal defense would be covered there. If the media says, oh, this guy's racist because he's wearing a jersey of the team or he's got face paint on. Patriot Defender, my friends, Patriot Defender, go to patriotdefender.com. I've partnered with them. I'm a member myself. I'm a big believer in what they're doing. It's just something you want to have on hand. It's really inexpensive, but it gives you peace of mind. And heaven forbid the machine comes after you, the woke left comes after you, patriotdefender.com will give you the legal defense that you need and it will be covered. patriotdefender.com. Again, that's patriotdefender.com. Also concealed carry defense, audit assistance from if the IRS targets you, patriotdefender.com. Go check it out today. And then there's this Don Lemon. I used to do Don Lemon's show a fair amount back when I was a poorly paid and greatly underappreciated and maligned internally by the powers that be CNN contributor. I've always been a conservative. I thought that I could maybe make some inroads at CNN as a conservative, at least by arguing on air with these imbeciles that they have on TV. But no, it was a waste of time. It's the hyena arena over there. I mean, it's just all cackling idiots. There's nothing to recommend the place. There's no integrity. There's no intellectual heft. CNN's a joke. And one of the biggest jokes to have been at CNN is honestly Don Lemon. Don Lemon is immature, selfish, not well-read, and not an interesting talent. And that's just trying to assess objectively how he is in a professional sense. I don't know the guy personally, really. I mean, I've heard stories from people that are very close to him, but I'll leave those out. He's not an impressive guy. And so when I heard that he's doing his show on X, formerly Twitter, I thought to myself, well, you know, this isn't going to go very far because he's just not very interesting. Doesn't have a whole lot to say. He was just playing the game that he had to over at CNN. He's a diversity hire. He's a DEI emblem, if you will. He's a symbol of DEI over at CNN, right? He's black. He's gay. CNN senior leadership. We're very happy to advance that diversity as part of their mission. So, you know, is he an interesting guy to listen? No, he's not. Is he smart? No, he's not. I think Trump has said he's like the dumbest guy on TV, and Trump's not wrong. But Elon Musk is now going after, I'm sorry, Don Lemon is going after Elon Musk, the owner of X, saying that his free speech claims are just talking points. Look.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Democrats?
I don't have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
I'll say this. This is probably just some stunt for Don Lemon. It's working, right? Here I am talking about it, but it's a stunt for Don Lemon to get attention for his show. But, you know, if you're Elon Musk, I've got to say, you shouldn't expect anything more from a lib, from the left. And I guess Elon knows that at some level, but I think he wants to have a robust, wide-ranging conversation from all kinds of people on X, and I respect that. But Don Lemon is not somebody who operates with integrity. So even though he got fired, you know, just fired unceremoniously from CNN, he'll turn on people that are giving him a second chance, like Elon Musk. I know he's not his employee. It's a distribution platform for the Don Lemon show, but Don Lemon show is going nowhere, folks. So this is the thing about leftists. You can't trust them. Leftists, you just can't trust them. I mean, we should put that on a T-shirt or a bumper sticker or something so everyone knows. You just can't trust them. I don't. People know me, maybe make fun of me, but it's true. I don't want a leftist accountant. I don't want a leftist doctor. I don't want a leftist mailman. I don't want a left, you know, go down the list. If I can have my pick, if I can decide who I'm doing business with, or, you know, I don't want a leftist dentist, everything. Leftist lawyers, everything. I don't want commies interacting with me personally or professionally if I can avoid it. You can't always avoid it. But you can't trust leftists. That's really the moral of the story. And I thought that it's worth saying it out loud so everybody knows this, because eventually you'll see I'm right. You know, Belize is an amazing country. If you haven't been, I would really recommend you go do a little research on it. Go check it out. Belize is an easy-to-get-to Caribbean destination. Daily nonstop flights from Chicago, Minneapolis, Houston, L.A., Miami, Atlanta, and more. White sandy beaches to greet you. Amazing rainforest, you know, jungle river you can go to. You can swim with nurse sharks and rays, snorkel or scuba dive. Beautiful beach bars, great food, safe, really friendly people, English-speaking country. Belize is awesome. So many reasons to go check it out. Download your free Belize handbook and guide. Go to BelizeIsFun.com. Get that guide. BelizeIsFun.com. That's the show for today, friends. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.